Rabbi Moore is going.
Some of the halachas of bracha achrina, and specifically when it comes to coffee, tea, and hot drinks, this shaila of having, do you make a bracha achrina on coffee, is ba'emes a shaila which is negea, come out all of us every single day, if not once, two, three times a day, depending which kollel you go to. I want to split up the shiur into three halachim. Firstly, I want to discuss the tanoim, the conditions that you need in order to make a bracha achrina when it comes to food. And then the conditions to make a bracha achrina when it comes to drink. And then finally we'll see about coffee and tea and hot drinks. So let's first discuss what we need, the tanoim, what you need in order to make a bracha achrina by food. A person opens the cupboard and you take a biscuit, you make a bone in the zenith. You take a licorice and make sure I can devour it. But when it comes to bracha achrina, there's two tanoim that you need. Firstly, it has to be a kazayis. Now, what is a kazayis? We know there's a big machlokes aposkim, but ikka there are two shittas, Reb Chaim Noe and the Chazon Ish. According to Reb Chaim Noe, a kazayis is 28 cc. What does that mean to us? I brought along my matchbox. If you measure this, it's exactly 28 cc.
20 what?
28 cc. Once a person has a volume of food, with the same volume as this matchbox, you can go ahead, according to Reb Chaim Noe, and make a brain of foshes, and a michya, he's fine. However, the Chazon Ish was
volume.
The volume, Kafa Chaim held this to do with the weight. We hold this to do with the volume. According to the Chazon Ish, it's really the shit of the tzlach, it's much earlier. He held this katnu abeitzim, the shi'urim went lower, and therefore it's always double. It's two matchboxes. It's better, it's 50 cc.
Because there's an opinion of weight as well.
That's a Kafa Chaim shita, yeah. We don't follow the Kafa Chaim. He writes clearly, the Lekim Asher Yisrael Kafa. According to the Chazon Ish, you'll have to have two of these in order to make a bracha achrina. Lemaisa, if someone only has one, like the Chaim Noah, can you go ahead? Sorry? Oh, that's a separate shmuz. If someone Lemaisa only has one matchbox, can he Lemaisa make a bracha achrina? So the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Rishon and Rabbi Yashuv, they wanted to say the minhag has always been like the Chaim Noah. Me'ikad, then someone who only had the volume of one matchbox, 28 cc, can go ahead and make a bracha achrina on food.
Is that the first thing?
Sorry?
You have to have that in one go.
That's the first tonight, is the shit. The second tonight is that this kazayis has to be eaten within a certain time span. It's not enough that you have a half kazayis now and later on I have another half. It has to be eaten within teichid achilis pras. What is that? That is, if I give you three kebetzim of bread, and I time you, how long does it take for you to have these three beitzim? Or, according to Rashi, four beitzim, and I time you, how long it takes you to have four beitzim? That's the time I'm allowed to have this, my small kazayis. I have to have it within that time span. Now, how long is it, practically speaking? How many minutes? So, it starts from 2 minutes, all the way up to nine. So again, Reb Chaim Noah says the Ikka Halacha is 4 minutes, that the time to have four beitzim, three beitzim, whatever it is 4 minutes, and therefore you have to have this kazayis within 4 minutes. So let's try and get it 3 minutes, because the Moshe Paskin is like the Shittos and the Cheshes, that Tukhili Achilles Pras, it's really 3 minutes. Oh, but Me'ikah, then we take on, it's 4 minutes. So these two Tanoim, sorry? Let's try and get 3 minutes, oh, but it's okay to have 4 minutes. Now, I find it's quite negia when a person has soup, and you have croutons in your soup. It could well be you've got a kazayis of croutons, but if your soup takes you 7-8 minutes to have, it could be you haven't had your kazayis of croutons within 4 minutes, it's negia there. You won't be able to make out a mechia on the croutons. And it's also negia if you buy a pack of licorice, sweets, or anything else, and every few minutes you take another sweet, although you finished the whole packet of sweets, but the you never had an interpreter in this place within 4 minutes. These are the two tonight when it comes to food. Let's move over to drink. When it comes to drink, these two tonight change drastically. We all know the Kazayas gets upgraded to Revis. It's not enough to have one, you're going to have three of these, just over three, which is 86 cc. I had a plastic cup that got lost. It's just over half a cup of a regular plastic cup. That's 86 cc.
So according to Heinlein, larger cup or smaller cup, which one
is
that?
A regular plastic cup, just over half of a regular plastic cup.
Smaller. Which one is that?
The smallest of a plastic cup. So 86 cc, you'll be able to make a brocha achreina. Again, the chazanish would hold it's 150 cc. But again, make adam we take on that chaynoi. Once you've had 86 cc, which is just over half a plastic cup or a regular plastic cup, you can make a brocha achreina. That's the first time we're all aware of.
I don't want to be machmeh, not to be machmeh about chavish, not make brocha achreina.
That's what the Rav Eliashiv, that seemed that bothered Rav Eliashiv to be machmeh in such a case. He couldn't understand it. That was always the minig, shver, in a way not to make a brocha azai. That's his whole oifto, he wants to say. That has been the always meik adin. Yeah, someone should be machal at the chazanish and the chanami, but I remember asking many places, what happens if someone has only 86? It's that for sure make a brocha. It's not to miss out on such a thing.
If you have just over half, and you put two of those in, what did
it still, you go past the overall, it will become mixed, it will become part of the liquid, so you'll have to take the overall afterwards. So now, the second tonight, which we saw by food, which was 4 minutes, when it comes to drink, it changes drastically. Why? Because there's a shita of the Rambam that says, when it comes to drink, you've only got the amount it takes to have that very drink that you've got. And that means, you don't look at 4 minutes. If I give you this drink of 86 cc, you've only got the amount of time it takes to have that very drink. And so the poskim say, how much is it by erech? How long is that? So different schoys, but the Maisa, a lot of places say it's about 15 seconds. Shatzin says you have to take a break in the middle. So if a person has a review, it's very slowly, very gradually, it's about 15 seconds. That's all you have to make it to have your review.
We're going to come to it.
So therefore, not the Mishnah Berurah. Because of the shit of the Rambam, this Rambam is very mechudish. The Gaon says against this Rambam, the divrei harambam shegodol gadol li. They made a massive mistake. Aber the Maisa, Shulchan Aruch, passing like the Rambam. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a machloekes zapoiskim, the Ravid says you've got 4 minutes, just like Achila. Oh. The Rambam, his machadosh, that when it comes to Shia, it's only 15 seconds, what can we do? Safak brachas lahokal. If someone pours himself a drink of apple juice, and it takes him longer than there 15 seconds, he can't make a brain of boshes. That's the Mishnah Berurah.
The wizard in the bazook and the choyla, there's no difference in time.
There's no difference. According to this, there won't be any difference. Now that we can see there's such a contrast between food and drink, one is a kazayis in 4 minutes, one is a revius within 15 seconds berach, it's kedai to get clear on what classifies something to be a oichel and what classifies something to be a mashke. If I show the oilam this small yogurt, it has got a kazayis, there's more than 28 cc, but there's no revius. Now, would you say this yogurt has got a din of a oichel? Because perhaps it's a oichel, it's quite thick, it's not pourable. Or would you say it's got a din of a mashke? You don't have to chew it, you can just suck it like that. Maybe it's got a din of a mashke. If this is got a din of a mashke, you can't make a bracha achrein on this. Would you make a bracha achrein on this? This shayla, Dayan Krauss, sent to the stipler when he was younger, and the stipler was Machiach himself, and he went into the Inyan, and he said that's all to do with if it's pourable or not. This yogurt is not pourable, and therefore it's got a din of a eichel. You would be able to make a brain of ashes. But some yogurts you have that are pourable, it's got the name of a mashka, and you'd have to have a revius. Not only that, you'd have to have within 15 seconds better.
The only part of it, one is more.
This is quite thick. This is quite thick. So if it's pourable, then it's got the name of a mashka.
It's thicker, but it's pourable, but it's thicker. So
it has to be a diageda of it. Anything which is pourable would have a din of a mashka. Right, so you won't be able to make it. So let's move on to the final case of a person pours himself a coffee and he makes a bracha rishona. And now, 2-3 minutes later, after the coffee, he wants to know, can I make a bracha achrona? No, so according to what we just saw, that there's two tanoim when it comes to drink. Number one, a revius, and within be'er 15 seconds. What's it sad to make a bracha achrona? Yav machlokes rishonim. The Rambam says it's down to 15 seconds be'erach. What's it sad to make a bracha? Why do we see everyone Chassam Sefer made the bracha of Mamshik and all the later Chaznish and Avriyashev, Shlem Zalman, and Shmurad, they all made the brachas. So where are they coming from? It's because of the shitta of the Guinness Rabbim. The Guinness Rabbim said that with coffee, even the Rambam agrees you can make a bracha achrein. He said it better 15 seconds. Zot the Guinness Rabbim. That's only if the type of drink that you're drinking takes 15 seconds. But if the type of drink that you're drinking takes longer than 15 seconds, the 2-3 minutes, then the Rambam would agree it gets lengthened to 3-4 minutes. It won't be a problem. And therefore there's no machlokes. Side the Ravid, obviously he holds there's no difference between Eichel and Mashke. And even the Rambam, he says there is a difference, would agree if this is the Derech, that is the Svar of the Guinness Rambam, he says, no machlokes, go ahead and make a bracha.
The soup, the same thing applied to your soup.
Would apply to the soup. If that's the Derech, then according to the Svar, then you should be able to. So why the Maisa, do we find that a lot of people don't make a bracha? You got a latter Svar of the Guinness Rambam that says the Kuli Almi can make a bracha. The Rambam would agree, it gets lengthened. Because the Mishtabura passing, you don't make a bracha, because the Prichodosh is Cholik on the Svar. He says, Raya Mephurish, Gemara, increase in your Gimel, that the Rambam, if you hold of this Rambam, is going to stay whatever the Derech is. You take a regular drink, 15 seconds Berech, doesn't matter what type of drink you have, the Rambam will always hold that you've got 15 seconds. And then if you might come up with the Rambam.
Very hot, you can't drink it.
Even if you can't drink it, the Shea is going to stay the same as a regular type of drink. And therefore, the Prichodosh is Cholik, Raya Mephurish, Gemara. It looks very, very persuasive, this free chadash. And he said, the Rambam's going to stick to his shit and you have vayta machlokes of shames. You can't make a brocha. So Mishnah Berurah's psak is, you can't make a brocha. Now, it's not so gishmak, because here, it's really what we call a spek sveika. There's machlokes in a machlokes. There's really two sibbas to say, you can make a brocha. Firstly, the Ravid. He always says you've got 4 minutes. And even if the Rambam is right, that's only 15 seconds. It could be here, he agrees it gets lengthened, because that's the derech. So really, it's what we call a spek sveika. So why is the Mishnah Berurah saying you can't make a brocha? Because the Mishnah Berurah already tells you in Reish Tes Vav that you don't make a bracha by spectators. That's why your paskins, when it comes to a coffee, you do not make a bracha. So la maisa, Hagam, a lot of poskim did make a bracha. Shlem Zalman, the son of Zil Eibach, followed the Mishnah Berurah on this one. He used to tell everyone, just don't make a bracha, like the Mishnah Berurah. If you have a shtaka minik to make a bracha, like Chasam Sofenix, then finally make a bracha achreina. But if you don't have a shtaka minik, then you don't make a bracha like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah does end off saying that the Chatzchel try and avoid this shayla. Try and leave a revis of the coffee and have that in more or less one go, but 15 seconds. Then you can make a bracha likuliyama. I don't know how practical it is. I haven't seen so many people have a whole revis, 86 cc, in more or less 15 seconds to be mekayim the shita. Or try and have a kazayis of chocolate, and then you'll be able to make a bracha achreina. But lemaisa, the poskim seem to take on that form. They used to paskin, if you haven't got a shaka minute, or you can't avoid the shayla, you don't make a bracha on coffee.
Well, you can't bring a brocha.